The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hello, everyone. Tony Gatliff here with another amazing episode of Military Resource Radio here on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. We are enlightening, connecting, and inspiring here on Military Resource Radio. We have a great guest here today, a past guest of the show. He's here to enlighten us on his new book, and that is Rufus McGaugh, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, One Man's Quest to See the Entire World by Rufus McGaugh. It's available on Amazon, so please head on over to Amazon and get yourself a copy of it. I've got a copy. It's an outstanding book, and we want to have you folks head on over to Amazon and grab that. Rufus, how are you today, my friend?
I'm doing good, Tony. Good to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see you, and I will tell you, we got such great feedback on the last few times that you've been on the show that that we need to make sure that we do some follow-ups here. So it's absolutely great to see you. So for those of you folks that maybe didn't hear Rufus's past episodes, head on over to militaryresourceradio.com and click our podcasts tab and look for the episodes with him. He's been on four times, and that'll give you some great background information. Rufus is a Marine Corps veteran, a Vietnam veteran, and also happened to be my 7th and 8th grade social studies teacher at the lovely Brownell Middle School in Grosse Pointe Farms, Michigan. Go Broncos, by the way.
Buck up, Broncos.
Buck up, Broncos. That's right. Go. Sorry. Buck up, Broncos. Excuse me.
That t-shirt with that emblem on it and those words has been all around the world now, as you know.
absolutely. Yes, I remember that quite well as well. So Rufus, so tell us a little bit about Longitude and Latitude with Attitude. And I know that this has been something that you've sort of been working on for years, but tell the folks out there why you chose to write this book now.
Okay. Well, Tony, two things this very year happened, which was great news for me. As you probably remember, in May of this year, I finally finished the quest. I made a 2.5-day trip into Libya, one of the most dangerous countries in the world. I probably wouldn't have done it except it was going to finish the quest of having seen and visited every country in the world. And I literally had to stay one step ahead of ISIS the whole time. And I was just there 2 days, enough to see a little bit of the country, and got back out. I'll just share this as a footnote. The funny part, and I'll explain it later, is to get into that country, my visa said I was a Chinese engineer. And you know me, and of course people can't see me on the radio, but I no more look like Chinese than I look like an Ethiopian. But at any rate, if anybody ever doubted that Irish gift of gab and being able to talk your way into or out of a situation, there is no doubt to it now. So I finished the quest, 252 countries and lands throughout the world, all 7 continents, and all 50 states. And then the book had already been completed, but we were editing it and working on a cover, et cetera, just 3 weeks ago. After many years of working on it and putting a lot of effort into it, the book came out, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude. I'm getting on Amazon, it's a 5-star must read. Both people who know me and people who have never met me are sending me emails and on Facebook and stuff that they're really enjoying it. It is a travel humor book, so people are getting lots of laughs out of it. For a travel humor book, it starts off different than most in terms of the first two stories are based on my first trip, which was Vietnam during the war in the 5th Marine. So it's a little different than most travel books that one would pick up off of a shelf or order online at Amazon. But even on that, I go somewhat light, if you would. It's not a horrific thing. The stories that I include, it was more the oddities of the war. And then I start moving into some of the more exciting countries I've been to recently, like such family destination spots as North Korea, going into Cuba illegally, Somalia, Burundi, Iraq, and so forth. So, yeah, I'm getting good reviews on it. It's good to hear from people when they email me or whatever, let me know a story, a particular story that they really liked.
Wow, that's great. And again, that book is Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, One Man's Quest to See the Entire World by Rufus McGaugh. And this is available on Amazon, so head on over and pick yourself up a copy. It's a tremendous book. And yeah, you know, I know the resorts and everything in North Korea are supposedly off the charts. I mean, it's a great vacation spot. You know, if you don't get thrown in prison and you know, whatever. But
If you like going to places called the DMZ and such other hot spots as that.
Yeah, absolutely. Certainly fun for the whole family.
Yes,
there in North Korea.
Which, just as a spoiler alert for the listeners, I did leave my family home. Because I do love them.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's an interesting point. I mean, most of this, right? And again, you've been to all 252 countries in the world.
Yep.
Most of this, you've done on your own. And now when we say 252 countries, we mean all those little island nations in the Pacific, you know, these little territories, everything. You've
right.
been to literally everything.
Let me explain that. According to Wikipedia and Guinness's Book of World Travelers, I've never looked it up, but my students tell me there's five or six people who claim that they have been to all 193 countries in the UN. And for most people, that's good enough. But my quest was never a silly quest about having a long list or even a list. As a history major, a traveler with a passion for travel, I wanted to see it all. Territories, colonies, remote islands, every continent, all states. So that's why my list is bigger. It's not to have a big number. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that unique places, and I'll give you an example, like the British Virgin Islands.
Sure.
The British Virgin Islands is no more looks like or is like England than Timbuktu, basically. It's
sure.
a completely different geographic cultural area. So that's why it went on the list as a separate place.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, you know, you went to Libya, you're staying one step ahead of ISIS the entire time. You know, that at a man your age, you know, what are you, 68 now?
68, yep.
68, okay. A man your age.
I can still move pretty fast when I have to, especially when people are chasing me.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, man, you've been to literally every country out there. I mean, even remote countries that hardly anyone lives in. Like, I remember in our seventh grade class, you showed us Chad, the country of Chad in Africa.
Yeah. And nobody goes there.
Nobody. I mean, yeah. I've never heard of anybody even desiring to go there, knowing anything about the culture of Chad. I remember you showed us there was one street light in the entire country, and it was broken.
Yes, it hadn't worked since 1967.
So. Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, what an amazing life experience here. And we're going to get back to more of our interview with Rufus here in our next segment. I've got a couple housekeeping items I have to go over here. And folks, for those of you who don't know, Military Resource Radio is on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. And we urge you, for all the latest and greatest information on the show, head on over, please, to militaryresourceradio.com. There you will find past episodes of the show on our podcast tab. You can learn a little bit about us. You can even contact us either using our contact form by clicking the Contact Us tab, or you can give us a call at 888-366 the number 4 and the letters MRR. That's 888-366. The number 4, Mike Romeo Romeo. Numerically, that's 888-366-4677. We do respond to all inquiries, so please, you know, give us a call and certainly let us know what your thoughts are. As well, as you know, I am a vice president of mortgage lending at BBMC Mortgage, and we do, you know, answer any questions about mortgages, real estate. If you're looking to do a VA loan, an FHA loan, a non-conforming loan, conforming, anything like that, we handle it all here at BBMC Mortgage in all 50 states. Again, military resources. Resource Radio is on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. And what we're doing here is we're connecting veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives. We're inspiring veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with these amazing resources and organizations. We're enlightening veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits, much like the real estate mortgage mortgage market and process, as well as other current military news and events related to them. So that's our mission statement. That's what we do here on Military Resource Radio. Again, folks, BBMC Mortgage, nice enough to put us on their radio network here. We are a full-service lender in all 50 states, so please reach out to us should you need anything involving real estate or mortgages. We do purchases or refinances in all 50 states, so please take a look at BBMC Mortgage and give us a call or contact us on militaryresourceradio.com for that information. We'll be back with more Military Resource Radio after a quick break and a word from our sponsors. Again, I'm Tony Gatliff, your host, here with Rufus McGaw with his new book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude.
Hey, here's some great news, and we could all use some great news for 2018. If you're worried about your healthcare costs or you feel like you're missing out because open enrollment is over, well, it's not too late to join MediShare. You can sign up anytime. And think about this. The typical savings for a family with MediShare is about $500 a month. Think what a difference that would make to your budget. Again, that $500 a month is the typical savings. It could be more or less for you. Definitely worth taking a couple minutes to find out. There are over 300,000 MediShare members sharing each other's medical bills, and something they're now loving, MediShare has a telehealth program that lets you log in and meet with a doctor in real time within the comfort of your own home. For everything from a cold or flu or for a prescription, you can save a lot of time and money, and it's free. Again, open enrollment might be over, but you can still join MediShare. Here's the number to find out more, 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE, 877-64-BIBLE.
You need to remodel the kitchen. Let's get her done. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens. You keep putting off the redo because of the stress and mess and all of the fuss. That's why you have me. Let us design your new kitchen and layout. We'll let you see it in 3D before we start, and we'll get her done fast. I'm local and loyal, quick and easy, painless and affordable. See your possibilities at greystonekitchens.com. Touch and feel your dream kitchen in our Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance showroom. We're on Phillips Highway, just north of 95, right across from the movie theater. Call 904-213-9100. That's 213-9100. You pick your style, I'll get her done. Pick your cabinets and counters, we'll get her done. Pick your appliances, and Martin Appliance will get her done. Jeff Martin here, reminding you, Greystone Kitchens, remove a wall or rebuild it all. I can do it all. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance family.
City Rescue Mission's Recovered Treasures Thrift Store wishes you a Happy New Year. Is your New Year's resolution to give back, or perhaps to consolidate your closet? Recovered Treasures invites you to donate your gently used clothing, furniture, shoes, jewelry, and more to Recovered Treasures Thrift Store. When you donate to Recovered Treasures Thrift Store, you're helping City Rescue Mission provide hope, healing, and change to the hungry, homeless, and addicted living right here in Jacksonville. Have a larger donation? Recovered Treasures will pick up large item donations right from your house. Go to crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more about Recovered Treasures Thrift Store. And stop and shop at Recovered Treasures Thrift Store, located at 5343 Normandy Boulevard, and help City Rescue Mission in providing help for those who need it most. Recovered Treasures Thrift Store, 5343 Normandy Boulevard, Jacksonville, Florida.
Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff back here with more Military Resource Radio, and we wanted to extend a thank you to all of our veterans and active duty service members coast to coast and around the world. Thank you so much for your service from us here at Military Resource Radio and at BBMC Mortgage. We always like to do that on each and every episode, so I wanted to mention that. Again, we are back here with Rufus McGaw with his book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, One Man's Quest to See the Entire World, Again, this is by Rufus McGaugh, Marine Corps veteran. And Rufus, what would you say was a harder time in your life, being in the Marines or teaching all those little brats like me in middle school in 7th and 8th grade?
Teaching all those wonderful kids that I really enjoyed and loved was by far the easiest. I know when I stepped into middle school, most people think I'm nuts, and I might well be. But, I mean, you sat in my class for 2 years. There was always one guy having more fun than anybody else or everybody else, and that was me because I really enjoyed what I was doing. So, yeah, you can't even compare those two.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and yeah, I remember hearing some of your stories from Marine Corps boot camp, and you know, some of the things that happened over in Vietnam, which we'll get to in a minute here. But yeah, it. I often thought, you know, what's worse for this guy? You know, coming in here and, you know, having to listen to the sass of middle schoolers, or, you know, or being in the Marines. But
well, 8 years into retirement, as you know, I'm still going back into the schools and doing some teaching part time. So
you can't hate it that much, right?
No, not at all. I enjoyed it all the time. I liked it. It was great. I got to teach things I had a passion for: history, geography, political science. And my audience was wonderful. You know, they on a bad day, they can drive you over the top. But
sure,
most days were good days. And I think you remember, too, we had good days and I had a lot of fun besides learning.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, one of the big things that's coming up right now, you know, with the most recent Ken Burns documentary that's come out about Vietnam is the subject of Vietnam. Right. Mm-hmm. It seems to be that we go through these phases in life where, you know, sort of certain historical events aren't talked about, and then they kind of, you know, eventually perk back up and they're being talked about. Vietnam is one of those things that's really being talked about right now.
It sure is.
And, you know, I wanted to talk about that because that's sort of how your book starts, right?
Exactly. I jokingly say that it was my first trip, my first tour, the laugh part to that is tour of duty. But yeah, that was my first time really being out of the United States, if you don't count taking a Greyhound bus over a bridge into Windsor, Canada. So, I mean, it was my first experience.
That counts.
Counts. It did. And Canada's on my list of countries I've visited more than that. But, yeah, it was the first real foreign trip that I made, albeit being in the military, being in a war. So the first two stories start with that.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about you know, how the historical context and the way people are looking at Vietnam changed from the day that you enlisted, right? Because you volunteered. You weren't drafted.
No, I was not.
And so through that part of the war towards the end of the war and even to today, you know, how has the public perception shifted on that?
Well, it has changed and changed. I think by the end of the war, and I was there towards the end of the war, 70, 71. In fact, I'm a little footnote to history. I was the Marine machine gunner on the last Marine combat patrol in Vietnam. So I was literally the guy that turned the light bulb off when we left.
Wow.
And returning home, I never experienced any of the hatred or rudeness that you hear some of these stories about being spat on and all that stuff.
Sure.
But people were pretty ambivalent. They were happy to friends and family that I had made it, but that was the end of it. I went on with my life, and that's what everybody expected. I think there was a lot of residue, and after the war, even anti-military, anti-war. Quite frankly, a lot of disrespect for veterans.
Sure.
At best. On one level, that this might surprise people, it never bothered me. It was like, okay, that was part of my past. I moved on. I'm a civilian. I'm a teacher. I got a family, and that's all I cared about.
Sure.
I think Ken Burns, in his Vietnam documentary, brings out how almost like evolution very slowly, mm-hmm. especially with the way the troops were being treated in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. That has really gone full circle now, where I'm hearing quite a bit, thank you for your service, and people, I don't know, for lack of a better term, more humane, more understanding or whatever.
Sure.
So that has changed quite a bit.
Wow. And you know, we were talking a little bit off air earlier, and you know, you had kind of said to me that, you know, people now sort of they're sort of looking at you know, their own choices or maybe their own protests during the Vietnam War through a different lens, because what you were saying was it was actually, you know, it's sort of known as this, you know, unpopular war, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, even though you kind of went in towards the end, like you just said, what you're saying is it really wasn't that way, right? It wasn't perceived that way at the time.
A bit, yeah. And depending on where you lived, I lived in the south end of the city of Warren in Michigan. It's a very conservative, blue-collar, democratic stronghold at the time. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you there was no anti-war protest, anti-war talk going on. So for me to enlist and volunteer for Vietnam, that was not seen as over the top or anything unusual on that. So, yeah, very, very different times.
Well, interesting. We're going to get back here a little bit more with Rufus McGaugh after our next break. We'll be back with our 15-minute Iron Man segment here on Military Resource Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-5020. That's 800-616-5020. 800-616-5020.
Parents, it's that time again to begin thinking about your children's school for the next year. Trinity Christian Academy is inviting you and your students in grades K-3 through the 12th grade to an open house this Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. You'll discover why more than 1,000 families in Jacksonville choose Trinity for their Christian private school education. With accredited advanced curriculum, caring and qualified teachers, and a beautiful campus, TCA will prepare your students, no matter what age, for success. In addition to quality academics, Trinity Christian Academy offers student clubs, honor societies, drama, fine arts, music, technology in the classroom, and championship athletic programs. Don't miss the next Trinity Christian Academy open house this Thursday, January 11th at 6 p.m. Trinity Christian Academy's beautiful campus is located at 800 Hammond Boulevard near I-10 and 295 and online at tcajax.org.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Stay with us for the latest news, traffic, and weather. FM 100.3 and AM 600 WBOB.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help.
And Angela's advice.
And hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
WBOB AM 600. The Answer.
Tune in to AM 600 The Answer every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 and FM 101.5 The Answer. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. CIA Director Mike Pompeo gives President Trump his regular intelligence briefings and says the president is fully engaged, understands complex issues, and asks difficult questions. Mr. Pompeo telling Fox News Sunday, Mr. Trump is, quote, completely fit to be commander-in-chief. He's talking about allegations in a new book that was done in part with former Trump aide Steve Bannon. The president calls it a hatchet job. An Iranian oil tanker collided this morning with a bulk freighter and caught fire off China's east coast. All 32 men aboard are missing. None have been recovered so far. The oil is also spilling into the sea. Chinese authorities are working the problem. South Korea has sent help. And cleanup continues following the massive east coast snowstorm. The deep freeze, though, might start to lose its grip. Many places that have been very cold lately are going to warm up today and this week. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. With Christmas behind us in 2018 here, the last thing you want to hear is somebody trying to sell you something. That's why at Underwoods, we'd like to stop and just say thank you to all the people that came in our stores over the last year. Whether you bought from us or not, we want to thank you for stopping by and giving us the chance to help. You know, in North Florida, there are a lot of people trying to sell you jewelry, but at Underwoods, we look at it differently. Because we consider it an honor for somebody to come in and just give us that chance to help. And if we do a good job, we might get a chance to serve again. Having served North Florida since 1928, all of us here understand what a customer really gives us during that visit to Underwoods, their trust. And it's up to us to do everything we can to keep it. So on behalf of everybody on the Underwood team, thanks again for coming into our stores. And we wish each of you a Happy New Year.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate New Year's resolution for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's S-H-A-W-N. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN. That's 777-4296. 904-77-SEAN and Sean Robinson Realty.
WBOB. Every day we keep you updated with up-to-the-minute details on traffic around town. We've got you covered, no matter where you might be. Clear, quick, and precise for your commute, even on the weekends. When you see a problem on the road, call us 904-222-8255. That's 222-TALK. Traffic updates when you need them. WBOB. The answer. Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Right, sir, looking good. As for the weather, going to be mostly sunny and breezy today. High 54 with a wind chill. Oh, about 29, mostly cloudy tonight through Monday night. Overnight low 45, up to about 65 for your Monday. Low Monday night 52, and then Tuesday mostly cloudy. About a 30% chance of rain, high 66, and the rain should continue through about next weekend. It's 52, AM 600, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff back here on Military Resource Radio, here with our Iron Man segment. We call it that because it's 15 minutes long. This is where we can get into the meat and potatoes of everything here on Military Resource Radio. I do want to mention one more thing, folks, that I did not mention before, and that's BBMC Mortgage's Patriots Charity Initiative. Folks, as I mentioned earlier, I am a vice president of mortgage lending with BBMC Mortgage. You can get in contact with us in regards to any mortgage or real estate related questions by heading to militaryresourceradio.com, clicking the Contact Us tab, or giving us a call at 888-366-4444. 4677. That's 888-366, the number 4 and the letters MRR, Mike Romeo Romeo. And you can get in contact with us about any mortgage-related needs that you have. We're here to answer questions and help you out. If you do choose to do business with BBMC Mortgage, you are actually doing well and doing good at the same time, because for each and every funded loan that we have here at BBMC Mortgage, BBMC donates $150 to one of four veteran-related charities, the USO, The Mission Continues, The Headstrong Project, and Team Rubicon. You get to choose which of those amazing organizations the $150 goes to as the client, but it's not your money. It's BBMC Mortgage's money. How great is that? You get to make a donation in your name, and it's not even your money. It's great. So BBMC Mortgage and their Patriots Charity Initiative are doing great things out there for veterans in the community. So I did just want to mention that. Now, getting back to Rufus McGaugh, our guest today, in his book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, One Man's Quest to See the Entire World, that's available on Amazon. We had just kind of scratched the surface last segment a little bit about Vietnam and sort of the public perception of that. When you were in Vietnam and you were seeing this different part of the world, right? Obviously, there was a lot of miserable things that you were going through in that period of time. And you can see right on the cover, if you take a look at the book, folks, there's a picture of Rufus with a machine gun and a very out of style, wearing a very out of style pair of glasses, I will say. But he's wearing a flak jacket. That's right. And it's wide open in the front. And he, you know, his skin is, you know, white or beige colored, right? He's a white guy. And below, you know, sort of his chest hairline, it's completely black. And Rufus, tell the folks about the question that you were asked about that picture.
Well, on Facebook, a friend's wife asked, of course, that's me 40, 45 years ago, his chest, is that hair or dirt? And my answer was both.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, it looks that way, too. And you stated that in that picture, you were how many days without a change of clothes?
That picture was taken when I had gone without a shower or washing for 34 days on a big op that we were doing up in the Quezon Mountains. I'm as filthy as a pig. And by the way, it looks like I have a mustache, but if you look closer inside the book and that picture, my wife used that same picture on Facebook, I've got a full beard. Well, that's 34 days. It wasn't like I had
the mustache was coming in, and I'm just
kind of fuzzy down below. I mean, I got a full beard and a full mustache there.
Wow, that's unbelievable. And, you know, it really is a great book with some great experiences. And, you know, folks, Just so you know, I had Rufus in 7th and 8th grade. 7th grade was world geography,
right.
And I think 8th grade
was U.S. history,
right? And so in the world geography class, Rufus, you know, put everything on slides.
Right.
Okay. If anyone out there even knows what slides are at this point. But, you know, actually, I'll tell you what, the quality of those photographs and the clearness of them. And there's something about them when you take them with actual film and put them on slides and then project those onto
a big white screen.
There's something about them that's almost more powerful than digital photography.
And more real looking, I think, than the more modern stuff that we have. You know?
Sure. But it almost looks too clean
or too, whatever.
But, I mean, you know, When you went over to Vietnam, was that where you sort of got the idea, you know, hey, I want to see the rest of the world? Where did you get that inspiration?
Well, in the preface of my book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, right in the preface there, I write a short summary of what got me into travel. And I'll do it very quickly here. That was just one element or one segment of it. My first social studies class in 5th grade put the germ of thought that I wanted, because I looked at all the pictures the first night we got the book, of the pyramids, the Great Wall of China, the Taj Mahal. I said, somehow, someway, I want to do that. Then I made a road trip with a couple buddies when I was 19. That was the second thing, along with the fifth grade social studies class book, that got me going. When I got to Vietnam, it was a little bit of travel per se, but it was the war and how it changed my personality. And it was like, I've talked about I want to travel. I did a little with a road trip. Life is so fragile with the number of people I'm seeing getting hurt, wounded, and killed, that the minute I set foot on U.S. soil, I'm starting my planning then to
sure.
engage in my quest. At that time, it was not so broad as to see every country in the world. But shortly as I started making trips and going to Europe for 3 months and making this trip and that trip, I said, you know, it just whetted my appetite. I wanted to see more. It didn't satisfy me. I wanted to see more. And before I knew it, I had a pretty good sized list. And just as a goal, not a silly list, I want to keep impressing upon people that had nothing to do with the list. It was sure. just like a goal. It's like, well, maybe somehow, some way, if I can live long enough and save enough money, I can do it all. I can see it all. And I'll tell you what, this past May, when I finally did the last country, there was nobody more surprised than me that I was finally able to pull it off. I joke with people, it only took me 49 and a half years to do it.
Right.
But I did it. And I in the back of my head, all those years, I really had it that, you know what, there would probably be 20, maybe 30 countries that just no way in hell you were ever going to get into.
Sure.
And that was okay. That was fine. But as things would happen in my long lifespan of 49 and a half years of travel, mm-hmm. countries that at one time had been forbidden or were off limits or diplomatically or politically you couldn't go into had opened up. And the next thing I know, when I went into retirement, my list was only 20, 25.
Wow.
And then very quickly, I decided I'd do the more difficult ones. Well, when I got North Korea, Cuba, and Iraq done, I said, well, if I can do those three, I can do everything.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, those are the, you know, the holy grail, if you would. So, yeah, and I just kept plugging away at it, much to the detriment of my bank account. But
wow.
I kept, you know, plugging away at it and doing it. And there you go. In May, I finally pulled it off.
Well, and folks, it's important to note, too, that, you know, Rufus did this on a teacher's salary.
Right.
Yeah. With a wife and two children as
right,
well.
Right.
You
yeah.
know.
Now, part of the secret is, spoiler alert, I didn't get married till I was 44.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That gave me a long bachelorhood to spend every plug nickel I ever made on my passion.
Sure.
That helped an awful lot.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, your wife, Monica,
right,
has always been very supportive
yes,
of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and, she's and, been supportive of it.
And you've largely went to most of these places on your own, correct?
Most
without,
of it.
Without the wife and kids.
But when some of her, and excuse my bad language, her snotty female friends get into, oh, this selfish husband who goes to all these places. My wife has been to 63 countries, and I just told her a couple months ago, I said, you know what? Whenever we're at a party or a function or a barbecue, you know, everybody looks at me when they start talking about who's been to the most countries. But I said, all I have to do is walk out of the room, and I said, Monica, it's going to be you. So there's hardly anybody that's been to 63 countries.
Sure, yeah.
My oldest son, Eric, he's been to, I'm going on memory here, but I want to say he's been to 47 countries. He's only 21 years old.
Wow.
And then my youngest, who is not the traveler of the family, but he is dragged along on a number of them. And he has no problem with that when it's a Caribbean island. But anyway, he's 14, first year of high school, and he's been, I want to say, to 17 countries. So the family's done pretty well, too. Well, and they go to all nice places.
Right, yeah. They're not saying, please, can we go to North Korea?
No.
Please, can we go to Libya? No.
Well,
right.
As my oldest son often says, when I present it to him, I'm going to such and such a place, like Iraq or Somalia or even some weird place like Burundi. He just goes, no offense, Dad, but you're on your own on this one.
Right, no kidding.
Smart kid.
No kidding. So that's a good question, right? You know, your youngest is 14 now,
14,
right? So
yeah.
He's just been through that middle school thing.
Yeah,
now,
it wasn't pretty either.
Yeah, right. Well, and for those of you that this is an interesting fact. Rufus always had sort of this way of talking about his wife and family in class, where he sort of made them, you know, characters of not what they really were.
And you got to remember, back then, it was a fictional girlfriend, because I had not met my wife yet.
You hadn't even met your wife. Yeah, so Rufus...
I know where the story's going,
Rufus used to say, you know, I have this, you know, hideous wife. They call her...
Girlfriend back then.
We call her Big Bertha. and that just used to get the most uproarious, hilarious reaction from middle school kids. And he played it in the class like it was totally real. He didn't, he never said, you know, actually, I don't even have a girlfriend. I don't even have a wife.
That was closer to the truth.
Right. Yeah. And that was just funny. But how, in your observation, have kids changed in the years, let's say, that from when you started teaching to today, kids at that age, you know?
Well, I have two comments on that. If we put aside the first one, the addiction to technology.
Sure.
Where I'm often looking at the top of their head rather than at their faces because they're looking down at some sort of screen.
Sure.
If we just remove that, which I don't know if it's just because I'm older, but it is something of an annoyance of how often they are on technology and not engaged, probably not doing anything worthwhile. Put that aside for a moment, and I would say kids have not changed at all. I was very pro-kid, always have been. I thought my whole teaching career, for the most part, they were sweet kids. I enjoyed being around them. I liked talking to them. They reciprocated to a certain extent. You're a classic example of it. How many people keep in touch with their seventh grade teacher all the years that we have, and you're one of many, as you know.
Yeah.
The last time you were at my place, it was on a deck with a lot of former students.
Right.
That I'm flattered. I'm overjoyed that they want to keep in touch with me.
Sure.
It shows the bonding that had taken place. You weren't just my students, you were my kids. And I tried to make that class enjoyable, and it paid off. You know, I've got thousands and thousands of kids, now young adults out there, that are keeping in contact with me. So, yeah, the short answer is kids really have not changed.
Haven't changed other than the technology.
And, right.
You know, I think that's kids and adults now.
Exactly. It's not just the kids. You're absolutely right.
It's changing life, right? And I feel it sometimes, too. I mean, I think it's... In so many ways, it's such a great thing, right? You know, to keep in touch by Facebook or you know, email or texting or, you know, whatever it is, right? But in a lot of other ways, I think that it's detached us, right, from the human connection that we have. When, you know, I notice it sometimes, like when I'm texting back and forth with somebody, and I think to myself, you know, I haven't even talked to this person in 3 years, right? Like they're just a name that comes up on a text message, right? And it ends up, I know what you're saying. There's a little bit of a detachment, you know, on that.
There's more connection, but it's superficial.
That's correct. There's no more looking somebody in the eye and having a conversation. It just doesn't happen as often anymore. I mean, it still happens. I'm not saying it's totally removed from society, but it is different. You know, people aren't as zoned in. I think to a certain extent,
you have to compete for their time or their vision, if you would.
Exactly. And folks, we're going to be back here with more Military Resource Radio. We're almost about to finish up our Iron Man segment here. And we'll be back with our final segment here with Rufus McGaw. Again, the name of his book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, One Man's Quest to See the Entire World, that is available on Amazon.com. So head on over there and get yourself a copy. We'll be back with more Military Resource Radio here in just a few minutes on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network.
Boger Shoes would like to wish everyone a happy and prosperous new year. This year marks 61 years that Boger Shoes has been serving Northeast Florida for all of their footwear needs. From walking to running or for all-around comfort, Boger Shoes have your feet covered. With 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff, Boger's offers free foot evaluations with a staff that has over 60 years of combined shoe fitting experience. Boger Shoes can find the right shoe and the right fit for whatever you need. With the new year, comes new resolutions to get well, exercise, or perhaps lose those extra pounds you may have gained over the holidays. With more activity comes more stress on your feet, so now is the best time to come in and get a new pair of shoes from Bogers. By prescription, Bogers Shoes can make custom foot orthotics in their on-site lab, and they carry many over-the-counter orthotics and foot wellness products. Come into Bogers Shoes today at 1014 Park Street in Jacksonville. Bogers Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff back with our final segment here of Military Resource Radio with Rufus McGaugh, Marine Corps and Vietnam veteran, and his new book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude, One Man's Quest to See the Entire World. That's available again on Amazon. I have a couple things here to go over before we get back to our conversation here with Rufus, and that is, where can you find us here on Military Resource Radio? Well, you're obviously listening to the show, so you found us somehow, but let me give you some other options of where you might be able to find us here. First of all, we're available in podcast form on many different online outlets. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, Player FM, iHeartRadio, and also TuneIn, which works in conjunction with your Amazon Alexa device. So, folks, if you have an Amazon Echo or an Alexa device, all you've got to do is walk up to it and say, "Alexa, play Military Resource Radio podcast." You do that, the most recent episode of Military Resource Radio will just start playing for you. As well, we're available on several different terrestrial radio stations. Let me go through those with you. Here in Detroit, my hometown, WXYT CBS Sports Radio 1270, that's AM 1270. We're available Sundays 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. WGUL AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. KABC Talk Radio 790 in Los Angeles, California. We're available Sunday 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. for you early birds out there. As well, WBOB AM 600, The Answer in Jacksonville, Florida, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon. WWRC AM 1260, The Answer, that's in Washington, D.C., that's Saturdays 7 to 8 a.m. KTEM News Radio 14 in Fort Hood in Austin, Texas, Sundays 1 to 2 p.m. WIND AM 560, The Answer in Chicago, Sundays 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So, check us out on terrestrial radio as well, folks, and head on over to militaryresourceradio.com. You can see all the information about those stations and those online outlets. And again, folks, if you're listening to us in podcast form, please subscribe to us in podcast form so it'll automatically get downloaded into your device, every single week. So, Rufus, we just have a few minutes here to kind of finish up. And what I was thinking about talking to you about is out of all the countries that you've been to, what is one that you're thinking of right now about, I've got to go back there because I didn't get to see everything that I wanted to?
There would be five or six, and that is a surprisingly low number in my opinion. Everybody figured, including my wife, my long-suffering wife, that, you know, I'd just start all over again.
Sure.
Or it'd be 100 countries I want to go to. Trying to use my memory here, one of the things that I said I'd like to do again is a better job of seeing the beautiful fjords of Norway, and we're going to do that this summer with our traveling companions, a former student, Brian Fromm, and his wife. So we'll do that. Another thing I'd like to do, and I hope to do it a number of times, is to go back to Switzerland, to the little villages and towns, and hike the Alps. I'd like to do that more than once. And here's maybe the real surprise, because most people have never heard of this, and I'd like to do it with the family. I don't know if that's going to be possible. Before I joke, before they put me into the coffin and in the ground, I would like to go back to the Iguazu Falls of Brazil and Argentina. Let me describe that just for a minute because it is so awesome. It is 275 separate waterfalls out in the middle of the Amazon jungle with nobody or nothing anywhere around it. And when I say 275 waterfalls, five or six of them are around the size of Niagara, with the others being obviously smaller, but they flow over beautiful red, orange, pink granite. It's out in the middle of nowhere. It takes hours to walk the trail to see all of them, so you're never seeing the same sight exactly the same way. And it, to me, if one, you know, puts my feet to the fire and says, you know, like, what is the most beautiful place or thing that you've ever seen? In terms of God's creations, the Iguazu Falls is it. So I want to do that.
So are you saying that that's nicer than Tequamenon Falls in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan here?
Don't even go there. Tequamenon Falls is very beautiful and very nice.
But it's not this.
Probably now, as soon as this comes out of my mouth, the vigilantes of Michigan will be after me. Pretty wimpy compared to the Iguazu Falls. You do have a back entrance, so I get out of here alive from the Michigan audience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That brings up an interesting point with all the forestation and the deforestation, I guess, that's going on in Brazil with the rainforest. And, you know, you're hearing stories about these indigenous tribes that they're finding through forestry that they didn't even know were out there, right? And there's a big political upheaval going on in South America about that right now.
And it affects our climate here in North America.
It does.
So it's just like you can't close your eyes or say, I don't give a damn because it's way south, another country, another continent. It does affect our weather.
Well, and you've been to, you know, many of these different countries with, you know, these indigenous tribes and folks that, you know, they may as well be living in the year 1200.
You have seen the slides of my Omo Valley in Ethiopia.
Sure.
So you can certainly attest to it. Hey, can I jump in here for one thing before we run out of time? I would like you, if you wouldn't mind, explaining to your listeners there that photograph there of me in North Korea with a North Korean soldier, maybe the T-shirt that I'm wearing, because
we just
recognize it. I hope
Buck Up Broncos, the 50 years of excellence.
There you go.
That, by the way, knowing Brownell, that may be a slight exaggeration, calling it excellence. But no, it's
look where you're at today with what you got. So anyway.
Absolutely. But
so the kids love it when I go back to the schools now and show a picture of me like
with a North Korean soldier.
With their brown T-shirt. Or when I'm in Antarctica with one day 74 below zero, unzipping my jacket I could show the Buck Up Broncos T-shirt.
You know, Antarctica, and by the way, again, folks, this is on the back of Rufus's book, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude. On the back cover, you can see these pictures of, I think one of these is maybe from the Omo Valley, actually,
is what you just mentioned. Ethiopia.
And then as well, there's a picture of Rufus, and you don't look a day older than the day that you're in North Korea with a North Korean soldier in that Brownell T-shirt. It's just, this is an amazing book. And, you know, for people like myself, the good news is there's a lot of pictures.
Yeah, there's almost 60 photos in there all over the world, places like Wallace and Futuna that people have never even heard of out in the South Pacific.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's a great book. Again, folks, Longitude and Latitude with Attitude. One Man's Quest to See the Entire World. Rufus McGaugh, United States Marine Corps veteran and Vietnam veteran, thank you for your service, and thank you for being on Military Resource Radio today.
All right, thanks for having me on the show and talking to your listeners.
Absolutely, folks. We'll see you next week here with more Military Resource Radio.
Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible until now. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who work to combat human trafficking. It's time to open our eyes. Learn what you can do by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.